grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning's text is part of this morning's reading from the fifth chapter of Romans, but verses 18 and 19. Therefore, as by one man's offense judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so by one man's righteous act the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience many will be made righteous. This is the text. Things are not always as they seem. I will never forget my youngest brother's reaction after a bad fall which required several stitches on his face. When asked what happened, he said, "The sidewalk came up and hit me in the face." You can imagine that this is what a little boy actually thought he saw. But the reason he came to the wrong conclusion was that he didn't look beyond himself to the true reality. He used what scientists call the wrong frame of reference. Most of you have experienced the same thing while driving in a car. Just picture yourself driving along and you're passed by some speeding maniac. I'm sure you probably said, "He passed me as if I were going still." And that is exactly what it looks like. But that description is using a frame of reference that is not the reality. In order to see reality, it depends on how you look at it. The frame of reference is very important to us when we want to get correct understanding. This is especially true in spiritual matters. You often hear people say that they are sure they are going to heaven when they die because, after all, they're not doing anything really bad, and certainly God wouldn't hold a few mistakes against them. They make their behavior the frame of reference which determines whether they are heaven-bound or not. And it is a complete distortion of the reality, which is that salvation is only through faith in Jesus Christ, as it is defined for all people in God's very own word. The teaching in this morning's text also depends on the correct frame of reference for their understanding. By using a short context, God, through the Apostle Paul, answers two vital questions about who we are and about how our Creator has chosen to deal with us. It is necessary to know that the frame of reference, as we find in this text, is reality. The reality that God would have us know through this portion of his word is described by the contrast between the first created man, Adam, and the man, Jesus Christ. The two, Adam and Christ, have both contributed to the present reality that confronts all of mankind, but their contributions are obviously opposite. By one man, sin entered into the world. Because of Adam's first great act of disobedience against God, not only Adam, but all of his descendants as well have been judged guilty by God and condemned. All people, including all of us here, have inherited this guilt, which also results in the total corruption of our whole being, and we continue in further sins, which only confirms our separation from God. And in that terrible aloneness, we are condemned to death as the penalty of sin. It is a bitter pill to swallow for anyone who hears this. It means that we, as descendants of Adam, are lost before ever entering the wilderness, defeated before ever starting a race, and condemned before we experience or do anything. But this is the reality of our condition as descendants of Adam, guilty before God. A guilt that we add to daily by our sins as long as we remain separated from God. In contrast to Adam, and the terrible consequences on all people as a result of his sin, our text clearly points to the incredible gift of forgiveness and reconciliation offered to all people, regardless of their guilt and sin, and won for all by the God-man, Jesus Christ.